The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, Said Hassan Nasrallah, says serious doubts exist about the West's real intentions in confronting the ISIL Takfiri militants.
When ISIL invaded Mosul and the Nineveh province and a very large part of Salah ad-Din province and also penetrated Diyala and committed massacres and slaughterings, and people went to the desert and all the slaughtering was all seen on television, no international community intervened. Obama's humanitarian feelings weren't shaken, or the Obama administration's feelings weren't shaken. The Christians, the hundreds of thousands, do they care about the Christians in Mosul or in Iraq or in Lebanon? So should we rely on them, we the Iraqis or the Lebanese or the Jordanians or the Palestinians or the Syrians, should we rely on such a West?
Nasrallah said ISIL is creating a state of terror in the region and is sacrificing followers of all faiths for their evil cause. He stated that the US only intervened against them when its interests were threatened. He went on to say that all countries of the region must unite against the Takfiris. The Hezbollah Secretary General made the remarks in a speech on the 8th anniversary of the end of the 2006 Israeli war against Lebanon. He also commented on the Israeli war against Gaza, saying resistance is the only way to confront Israel. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn, political commentator, for more on this. Welcome, sir. Mr. Glenn, just how genuine is the West when it comes to targeting the threat by ISIL? Why didn't it take action before?
Well, it couldn't take action before because these were the dogs that we bred and fed and trained and set loose on the good and innocent people of Syria, and which we have set loose on the oppressed people of Iraq. So. There's no reining in something early that we have created from the beginning. ISIL is doing exactly what it's trying to do. And for this reason, this is why the United States is not sincere about reining them in, unless, of course, they have lost control of this organization, which is always a remote possibility. But I would just posit an ulterior a theory here. If ISIL suddenly turned its guns against Israel, and really started making gains, and the Israelis were having a very difficult time keeping these wild dogs off of her border, would we see the half-hearted moves on the part of the Obama administration that we see right now taking place with regards to what's going on in Iraq? I doubt that very much. So I think that that alone should give us enough pause to consider whether or not these ventures that are taking place right now, the airstrikes and all the rest of this, whether or not this is just a maneuver on the part of the Americans to create an illusion in order to further seduce not just the people of the Middle East, but the people of the West as well.
And how far do you think ISIL will and could advance?
Well, an army marches on its stomach, which means that it has to be supplied with everything that an army needs, whether it's munitions, whether it's food, whether it's logistics. And so if ISIL loses its supply line from the West, from America, from Israel, as the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations just mentioned in his previous interview, then ISIL is going to dry up. If it doesn't have the fuel to keep moving forward, then it's going to wither and die on the branch. So I don't see it advancing any further than the United States and Israel will allow it to advance.
Indeed. Mark Glenn, political commentator from Idaho. As always, thanks for your time, though, sir.